He lived in the house by the Hawthorne Lane, with roses and woodbine over the door. His rooms were quiet and neat and plain, but a spirit of comfort there held reign, and made him forget he was old and poor. "I need so little," he often said, "and my friends and relatives here below won't litigate over me when I am dead," said the jolly old pedagogue long ago. But the pleasantest times he had of all were the sociable hours he used to pass, with his chair tipped back to a neighbor's wall, making an unceremonious call over a pipe and a friendly glass. This was the finest pleasure, he said, of the many he tasted here below. "Who has no cronies had better be dead," said the jolly old pedagogue long ago. The jolly old pedagogue's wrinkled face melted all over in sunshiny smiles. He stirred his glass with an old-school grace, chuckled and sipped and prattled apace, till the house grew merry from cellar to tiles.